And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
A Lutheran university has written a paper for the May issue of medical magazine Acta Paediatrica, finding that babies still in the womb begin learning language from their mothers. Babies only hours old are able to differentiate between sounds from their native language and a foreign language, scientists have discovered. Sensory and brain mechanisms for hearing are developed at 30 weeks of gestational age, and the new study shows that unborn babies listening to their mother's talk during the last 10 weeks of pregnancy and at birth can demonstrate what they've heard. The mother has first dibs on influencing the child's brain, said Patricia Kaur, co-author and co-director of the Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences at the University of Washington. The vowel sounds in her speech are the loudest units, and the fetus locks onto them. Previously, researchers have shown that newborns are born ready to learn and begin to discriminate between language sounds within the first months of life, but there was no evidence that language learning had occurred in utero. This is the first study that shows fetuses learn prenatally about the particular speech sounds of a mother's language, said Christine Moon, lead author and a professor of psychology at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. This study moves the measurable result of experience with speech sounds from 6 months of age to before birth. 40 infants, about 30 hours old, and an even mix of girls and boys were studied in Tacoma and Stockholm, Sweden. While still in the nursery, the babies listened to vowel sounds in their native tongue and in foreign languages. Their interest in the sounds was captured by how long they sucked on a dummy that was wired into a computer, measuring the baby's reaction to the sounds. Longer or shorter sucking for unfamiliar or familiar sounds is evidence for learning, because it indicates that infants can differentiate between the sounds heard in utero. In both countries, the babies at birth suck longer for the foreign language than they did for their native tongue. A 150-year-old Augsburg Bible has been returned to St. John's Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri, after a local man stole it last week. The Bible was stolen in a burglary by 20-year-old Jacob Lienau, who then sold it to a local antique bookshop. The church has been targeted by burglars and vandals at least 5 times in recent months, and a local business has donated money to install an alarm system at the church. In Australia, two Lutheran Melbourne musicians have written and recorded an album together and have decided that whatever money they make from the sales will go to a charity to help children in Kenya fleeing war. Guitarist Rana Morgan and singer Lisa Dietrich, both 18, said that when they first decided to write and record an album together, the topic of money was the first to be discussed. When we started thinking about recording an album, one of the main questions was what to do with the money we would get from selling it, said Rana, from Montrose in Melbourne's eastern suburbs. The main idea was to give something to change the world and help people out there other than ourselves. Our main goal was always to give the money to charity. The Luther College Year 12 students said they approached their school chaplain and leader of the social justice team, Pastor Simon Cooper, for advice. Pastor Simon did some research for us on different charities that we could donate the album sales to, and that's how we found about the Australian Lutheran World Service Lost Children's Kits, said Lisa, from the neighbouring suburb of Croydon. The kits are packages of basic clothes, cooking utensils and food for children who arrive at Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya. We gave all of the $1,700 we got from the album launch concert and CD sales to that cause. The kits are part of a wider program to support children fleeing war and poverty who arrive without family at the Lutheran World Federation-run camp. Many of the children among the 90,000 residents have experienced trauma, and those who have lost their parents have no one to help them through it. The program provides training for adults in the camp who are willing to become foster parents. She said growing up in the Lutheran school system had helped to shape her passion for outreach. At our school, there is a strong community of always supporting others, and we are surrounded with lots of events organized for charities, she said. The social justice team has just raised $6,000 to support a village in Cambodia through ALWS, so that really inspired me. And also, I thought that because God has given us these talents, we should use them for something beyond ourselves and something that would not just profit us. Personally, as a Christian, I can see that Jesus spent his life serving and helping others. If you read the Bible, you'll see that he spent most of his time with the poor and needy. So I just thought I'd try and follow his example and give back to those who need it and live a life that thinks beyond myself. Rana said his social conscience had also been nurtured at school. School doesn't force it, but just constantly reminds us that we shouldn't just think of ourselves, but should be thinking abroad, Rana said. Also, my grandfather passed away last year, and his living example of Christian values helped to start off my social conscience and awareness. He was always doing things for other people, and I really looked up to him, so I really wanted to keep his values going. My assisting these kids in Kenya is one way to do this. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.